Do you love the idea of personal growth but find the practice of it exhausting?
We get it.
We're Brandon and Megan Gigling, growth coaches with a mission to put the personal back in personal growth.
If you want a new way of growing into the next version of you without the frustration, guilt, and overwhelm, you're in the right place.
It's time to rethink your growth journey and make it into something that works for you.
You in?
Welcome to Growth Reframed.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Growth Reframed. We are so happy you're here. Today, we are talking about what to do when you feel stuck. And I get it. I've been there a number of seasons in my life, and I guarantee I will be there again. But a lot of times, you get stuck in a place where you feel like you don't know what to do, where you feel a little bit of low energy, like a little bit like you're just kind of waffling through life. You don't really know what step to take. It's almost like equally impossible to imagine continuing to do things the way they currently are, but then having no idea what to do at the same moment. It's like you can't stay where you are, but you can't envision where the future would be. And so today, if you find yourself stuck, we hope to break you out of that, or at least get you walking down a path where you can be moving forward and making some forward momentum in your life, because it's something that constantly happens. Like, we have different stages, we have different seasons, we have different things happening all the time. We have new challenges come that we don't even see coming. So you might have to be starting over, you might have to be changing careers, you might have to be having a new baby, or just exciting things that are happening, but they change how you have to address your life. And so we can't wait to dig into this today, because it's honestly an area that I've been in a lot in my life, in my short almost 40 years.
Who among us hasn't felt stuck a time or two, or seven, or 10? Many, many times. But yeah, I think one of the most important parts about becoming unstuck is to figure out why you are stuck. And there's several reasons why you can get stuck. Of course, we're all in different stages of life. We're all doing different things. We're all experiencing different things in our mental health. But I know, at least for me, one of the most common things that help, that gets me stuck, that helps me, that not helps me, that hinders me from being able to move forward, is failure, the fear of failure. It's not even that I'm necessarily going to fail. It's just that I think I could fail. And so I get nervous about it. And so I am afraid to move forward. I don't necessarily want to try to get unstuck, because I think that by trying and failing, I'm actually worse off than if I just didn't do anything at all. And so for me, one of the biggest reasons is just that fear that I might mess up, that it's not going to be what I think it should be. So then why even try?
Yeah. And I know for you, it's the fear. And I fall into this sometimes too, even though this really isn't my personality, but the fear of perfectionism. Like, it can't be exactly what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And so if it's not really what I want it to be, then why am I even going to start?
Yeah.
And can I really do it? Now, I do it on the opposite side of that too. And I do want to touch on that, because I think about, what if it does work? What if this something that happens? There's a fear on the other side of it too, because I'm like, well, what will change? How will that change our life? How will that change how our relationship? How will that change the time where I'm in certain places? And how will that change the connections I have? And what would happen if that all of a sudden happened? Because it's something new, so it feels entirely different. Yeah. I know the other thing that falls into your path when you feel stuck is the comparison game. Is you're looking at other people and you think everyone around you has it figured out and you don't. And I've been there a million times, and sometimes I still fall there. Sometimes that voice in the back of your head. But everyone doesn't always have it all figured out. And even if they do in that aspect, they don't in another. And so I always like to remind people that, because that can keep people stuck right where they are, because they're comparing to other people and you're like, well, I can't do it at the level that that person can. So why even start? Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you were saying, Meg, touching on there. But that piece of really discovering the root cause for why it's a problem, and then admitting you're stuck. And a lot of times you're like, no, I'm not stuck. I'm just like, I'm kind weighing of in a divot options right now. I'm weighing my options. I don't really know, but you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't really know. And you don't really want to identify, but the first step into moving past it is to identify, yeah, I am stuck. So once you've figured out that root cause, then the next thing that I find really helpful is seeking inspiration in other people and other things. I know I just talked about comparison being a bad thing, but it's not even a comparison thing. It's looking at people to inspire you. What are they doing? And what is it that specifically that they're doing that does inspire you? And then shine the mirror, shine the light back on your life. And where can you implement those things and start doing those things and work that in so that you're not constantly letting the fear spiral you down into the valleys.
Yeah. And if you're one of the people that does get kind of stuck on that comparison game, then I would encourage you to not seek inspiration from other people. Pretend like we didn't even just say that one, because there are so many sources of inspiration that don't need to be by watching somebody else do something or by copying something you've heard about or seen from somebody else. You can actually just nip that one in the bud right now and instead find your inspiration from other places. Read a book, take a class, go on a walk, like do anything that doesn't necessarily put another person's thing in your face so that you can find a little bit more natural inspiration too. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be because you saw somebody do something, now you want to do something like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like the other piece too is just practicing self-compassion. Like we said, identifying the root cause for where you're at, seeking some inspiration, but then being compassionate with yourself to say, it's okay. It's okay that I'm struggling right now. Because guess what? If you're listening to this, that means you're actively trying to figure out how to get past that. That's awesome. You've taken the best first step you can of identifying the problem, and then you're going to work toward trying to figure out what to do. So you're taking a really good step, but ultimately understanding that everyone struggles. Everyone is stopped at some point. Everyone doesn't know. Like for me, I always talk about mine as like my midlife crisis. And then I'll probably end up having a midlife crisis. And then like they come in seasons and things happen. And like I said off the top, unexpected things happen. Things get in the way. There's a reason why you are where you are, but you don't have to stay there. Those reasons are great. Cool. You've identified them. Now move past them, but understand that it's normal to be where you're at. It's normal to feel stuck. Like I said, okay, cool. Your friend has the best job ever. Awesome. They might not have a great relationship like you do. I don't know. I don't know you or your life, but I can tell you that whenever I look at certain people like in our space, like I'm like, well, they're so much higher than me, and I'm doing the comparison game and I'm falling into that. But then you realize that they don't have a lot of the gifts that I have. They don't have a lot of the things that I have. And so really having a form of gratitude and then going back to that self-compassion piece of being there and lifting yourself up. A lot of times I heard recently, a lot of times you expect other people to lift you up, and you can't really expect other people to lift you up and have compassion on you if you don't have compassion on yourself and you're not lifting yourself up. A lot of times people model the behavior that you're putting out into the world. So like, what do you want? And so you need to be more compassionate to yourself and work through those things and understand you're not alone.
And then comes the hard thing, actually taking the action to get unstuck. And this can come in so many forms and so many ways. And you might end up with a teeny tiny little step forward as your first action step, or you might take a huge leap forward.
You could buy a Jeep.
I guess I could. I don't know what's going to help me, but you have to do something. Eventually you have to try something. And it might be that you try a little action step and you take action and you realize really quickly that it's not the right way to go. And that if you're going to get unstuck, you have to try something new again. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, because the momentum is what matters. It doesn't have to be that you got it right the first time. What matters is that you're changing something. You're trying something. Mm-hmm. You're making forward progress. And maybe it's forward progress in the wrong little, you know, directional. Maybe you meant to go north and you're going northeast. And either way, just starting, just taking that first step is going to snowball and help you figure out either what you are supposed to be doing or what you're not supposed to be doing so that you can pivot again.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly right. I mean, that's the thing. Okay, so that's not what you want to do. Cool. Then you checked off one of the 1,000 things that you never have to think about again. You're furthering yourself along. It's like the Thomas Edison. It took him 1,000 times to make a light bulb. Yeah, you got to try a lot of different things. I've been so guilty of this so many different times, but like you feel stagnant and you feel like every day's Groundhog Day. Y'all have heard me say this 1,000 times if you've listened to this podcast. But then I don't do anything different. I don't try to do anything different. I'm not even taking any action at all. Like I can sit there and pray every day. God, help me figure out, give me this opportunity, give me this thing. And then I just wait for the doorbell to ring and someone to come in and give it to me. That's not how it works. You have to go out there and take action. You got to take steps. If you're not inspired, go out and get inspired. If you don't know what you want to do, then go find out 1,000 things you don't want to do. And then eventually they'll point you to the thing you do want to do. Maybe you'll learn by going out there and doing 1,000 different things that the thing you're doing actually isn't that bad, because the grass is always greener on the other side. I just feel like so often, and I know I'm ramped up here, but so often when I'm talking to people, I'm like, cool, you're stuck. I feel bad for you. I've totally been there. This is the things that help me. Yeah, I really don't think that's going to work. I just, you know, I don't really feel motivated. I don't really know what I want to do. Well, have you tried anything at all? Well, no, because I don't even know what that would be. Right, but how are you going to learn what that's going to be without getting your butt up, dusting yourself off, and going out and trying something? Surround yourself with people who might inspire you. Surround yourself with positive affirmations, with things that'll make you feel like it's possible to get out there. Because the thing is, by getting out and doing something, your body, and it activates your body and it activates your mind to go out and do something and push through and get through. And y'all, you can do it. I know you can. And I know I just got all motivational branded on you, and that's okay. But that's what we're going to leave you with today. I love y'all. We love y'all. If you need anything, reach out to us at Growth Reframed. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Growth Reframed. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We would love to connect with you, so shoot us a DM on Instagram @GrowthReframed. We love y'all.